Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1478, Six Common Workout Injuries and Their Causes by Josh Anderson of DIYactive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. Now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Six Common Workout Injuries and Their Causes by Josh Anderson of DIYactive.com. Having a regular fitness regimen is quite an achievement, a goal that most people strive towards. Whether you aim to build lean muscle, maintain a healthy weight, or keep fit for health reasons, being able to work out consistently is not a small feat. But the fitness journey is not always a smooth, straight curve. Common workout injuries. There are many pitfalls along the way, like hitting fitness plateaus and incurring injuries. While you can quickly reverse a fitness plateau by stepping up your fitness program, for example, injuries are a different story altogether. Depending on the severity, an injury can wane your motivation and cause you to rethink your goals. In extreme cases, you may be forced to take an indefinite leave from your workouts, while other injuries will require a slight adjustment to your fitness program. This article discusses common workout injuries and their causes. 1. Anterior pelvic tilt. An anterior pelvic tilt can be caused by several factors, including sitting down for too long and failing to keep the proper form during exercise. For instance, imbalanced strength training and doing squats improperly can tilt the pelvis. Symptoms of an anterior pelvic tilt include pain in the lower and upper back, legs, and buttocks. 2. Joint injury. Joint injuries can be triggered by several factors, like failing to warm up before extreme workouts, not keeping the proper form, or overtraining. No matter how fit you are, doing warm-ups and cool-downs are essential in every workout. Both help pace the body for intense activity and also allow body functions such as your blood pressure and heart rate to return to the normal levels. In the same way, failing to maintain the proper form results in misalignment of the body, straining muscles, and straining joints. Joint injury can be painful, and in most cases, it results in inflammation of the surrounding tendons. This can lead to swelling around the joints and can affect your mobility. 3. Lower back injury. Lower back injuries are another common injury that can be triggered by several workout mistakes, like lifting weights that are too heavy, improper posture during strength training, straining the feet while running, or wearing improper workout shoes. Common symptoms of low back injury include severe pain on the back muscles and interrupted bladder and bowel functions. 4. Knee injury. Heavy weight lifting, intense cardiovascular exercises, and falls are common causes of knee injury among athletes and fitness enthusiasts. The resulting discomfort can sometimes get you off your feet and hinder your workout goals. When lifting weights, running, or doing cardio, ensure you're listening to your body to pick out any strains and allow it to guide you into the right intensity for every workout. 5. Shin splints. Shin splints result from straining of the shin area muscles. This can be caused by strenuous running or uncomfortable shoes. Whether you're experiencing mild discomfort or throbbing pain, it can dampen any workout and your progress. To avoid this, ensure you always put on comfortable shoes when you intend to engage in heavy foot pounding activities like running, walking, or playing ball. 6. Hip injury. Striking improper posture during strength training, wearing uncomfortable shoes on the track, and lifting heavy weights can lead to a hip injury. However, you can safeguard your hip muscles and joints by applying the right amount of intensity to your workouts, as well as using the right equipment and comfortable gear. 7. Shoulder injury. Continuous lifting of weights puts stress on the shoulder muscles, and overdoing it can cause the tendons and muscles to tear off, resulting in inflammation of the region. Failing to maintain the correct form while lifting weights can also exert undue strain on the shoulder, leading to injury. Extreme stress or a sudden thrust of the arm, like in the case of sporting athletes, can even cause dislocation. To prevent shoulder injuries, always ensure you're keeping the proper posture during a workout. You also need to increase the intensity of your workout gradually to allow the muscles to grow into the demands of the exercise. If you start experiencing pain during the workout, you should stop immediately and take time off to allow the tissues to heal. 8. Wrist injury. Wrists are highly mobile during most workouts. Exerting too much pressure on the wrist, like when doing push-ups, can cause injury and lead to inflammation of the tissues. Likewise, other injuries like shoulder irritation may lead to overuse of the wrists as the load bearing is transferred to the hand and forearms. To avert wrist injuries, always ensure you pause a workout if you feel a burning sensation. Wrap up. Common workout injuries are part of any workout regimen, but you can avoid them altogether by observing some basic fitness guidelines. Learning the proper form for each workout, avoiding overtraining, using the right gear and equipment are effective ways to minimize the risk of injury. You just listened to the post titled, 6 Common Workout Injuries and Their Causes by Josh Anderson of DIYactive.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Did you catch the most common theme in Josh's article? It seemed everything came down to proper form. It's not possible to avoid all injuries. Trust me, I've tried, but they happen. While we can't avoid all injury, we can dramatically reduce our risk. How? By using proper form as often as possible. The thing is, how do you know what proper form is? Well, that's where recruiting the help of a professional is well worth the investment. Let a certified, trained professional show you how to perform exercise moves perfectly. Practice these moves while the professional watches to make sure they are performed correctly. Leave your ego at the door. It's okay. It's worth it. So that way, when you're working out on your own, you know exactly what proper form feels like. It will be second nature. Now, you may think, Dr. Neil, why would I spend my hard-earned money hiring an expensive professional trainer when there's this invention, I don't know if you've heard of it, called the internet with all sorts of free content? Where I can learn how to perform moves properly for free? Look, I get your point, but many of those free resources don't provide you with feedback, meaning, how do you know you're truly performing the move correctly and engaging the right muscles? What you're doing may look correct on the surface, but it's still possible to engage the wrong muscle groups, even though it seems to look correct. That's when injuries happen. I know time and money are precious. I totally get it. But I would say making sure your body is safe when working out is well worth the investment. Plus, the really good news is usually it's just an initial investment. You don't need to pay for a personal trainer to help you for the rest of your life. Once you've learned the moves, you're good. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.